There are June weddings, but there probably hasn't been a June wedding like this one, not in North Carolina.
Never could have made it without you.
Omelia Garner was a blushing bride Saturday afternoon in Carrboro at Faith Tabernacle Oasis of Love International Church. The mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother had a lot to blush about.
Who gives this bride in marriage?
We do.
Wearing a strapless white gown with a full train, Omelia would soon grab Alvin Garner's arm and renew their wedding vows.
Alvin, do you take Omelia as your wife, as your own flesh, to love her?
Bishop Isla McMillan officiated the ceremony, but Bishop Thomas Hoyt Jr. also stood before the couple.
Some will say that black and white should not marry. Some people will say that it should not happen. And some will say it will not last for a week or two. But you have lasted 40 years.
40 years ago, Hoyt married Omelia, who is African American, and Alvin, who is white, in the parsonage at St. Joseph Christian Methodist Episcopal Church in Chapel Hill.
You almost brought tears to my eyes when you went back and gave her that ring. Because at that time, you had to marry in a parsonage, in a residence, our residence. And you married in that room, that little room. But look at you now, in a big sanctuary.
Alvin and Omelia, God bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you may now kiss the bride.
There was nothing traditional about the first union of Omelia and Alvin. When they married, she was 30 years old, divorced with three daughters. He was a 22-year-old former student at UNC Chapel Hill. They met while working at the Goody Shop, a restaurant in town. Johnny Garner was 9 years old when his first cousin, Alvin Garner, got married. He remembers hearing the news at his grandmother's house.
We were visiting my grandmother, and she said, "Something's bothering me. Something's going on over at CT's house," that's Alvin's family, "and no one will tell me what's going on." And my father said, "Hasn't anyone told you Alvin's marrying a black woman?"
There were 8 bridesmaids in Saturday's ceremony. Omelia's matron of honor was her sister, Lillian Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick remembers being equally as shocked when first seeing Alvin.
He and Mia had come to Greensboro to pick me up with my mom, from Tennessee. And he and Mia were sitting in the back seat, and I was just saying, "Who is that white man sitting back there with my sister?"
Alvin Garner II is one of 5 Garner children. He was his father's best man Saturday. The 39-year-old says he understands the significance of his parents' marriage, but still wonders what's with all the fuss.
You know, they've been married 40 years, but it's just, to us, it was just normal. This is every day. You know, you don't grow up realizing your parents are different colors. You just grow up realizing they're your parents.
If I may have your attention, please. Now introducing again, after 40 years of being married together and being happily married, once again they've renewed their vows. Let's welcome Minister Alvin Van Garner and Amelia Diane Garner.
From beginning to end, Saturday's 40th anniversary wedding was perfect, says the Garners, from the exchanging of rings to the first dance. The wedding they always wanted. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
When the bell rings.
for the lovely couple.